Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, a lot of people are enjoying the TV show Rivals, the hair, the music, the all-round campiness. But it is set in an era when power imbalances between men and women were more acceptable. The powerful older man and the impressionable young girl. But the writer Gillian Godsell said this element now makes it difficult to watch. Gillian, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Sean.
You were, like, back in the day, you were a fan of Gillie Cooper. You were hoovering up all these books.
Oh my goodness, she kind of invented the bonkbuster, and oh, I loved her. She was funny, she was humorous, there was lots of saucy bits in the books. I really, really enjoyed her. I was a total fan, yes, absolutely.
Yeah, and so did that change over time for you now, or is it kind of you read them in the past and now suddenly this TV show has arrived?
Well, I didn't know I'd changed, and the Rivals is now onto its second series now, but I hadn't seen the first series. So I must go back and watch it, because remembering how, and this is like 40 years ago, how much I enjoyed it. So I must go back and watch it. And I started watching it, and the first series, actually it was interesting. There was a naked tennis match, and there was full frontal male nudity. I thought, oh, this is interesting. I'm liking this. And it's kind of interesting because you compare that to other sort of mainstream sex films like 50 Shades, where Dakota Johnson was constantly naked and Jamie Dornan was not. So I thought, oh, this is going to be interesting.
That's the thing now on streamers. It's almost a fashion. Like you basically have to have a Mickey in every episode. It's a thing.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Oh, you'd be sick of looking at them. Yeah, it's like a trip to the butcher's now looking at Netflix.
I missed that memo. I obviously don't watch enough sexy television. But anyway, so I was really enjoying it. I think this is fun. And it was bringing me back to the nostalgia. I'm going, oh my goodness, it's so exciting. And then I think it was in episode two that something happened. I went, also, I was watching, sorry, there was a subplot with the main character who's a total lech, very little redeeming qualities at all, and total lech. And all the women were throwing themselves at him. And that's fine. I didn't mind that. That was fine. But I could see him eyeing up the young daughter of another main character. I'm going, oh no, oh no. And I was very uncomfortable with this kind of subplot that was happening. I'm going, this does not feel good to me. And then in the second episode, I think the second episode, there's a scene where this young girl is working as a caterer, serving food in a very short skirt, it must be said, but not through her fault. And he pushes his hand up her skirt. Oh my God, at the table. It was so crude. And I was thinking, I was really upset by it. I thought, oh my God. And she just ran off. She was upset, not him. He was going, ha, 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 ha. And then I thought, if you did it to an older woman, would she lamp him? Then I thought, hang on, if this happened today, if you did it to a young woman, she'd lamp him as well. It was just so inappropriate. And I can't watch it anymore. That's me done. I'm done.
Yeah. Okay, but one could argue that that's a faithful depiction of the way things were then.
Well, yes, I know. We also had things like, you know, children pushed up chimneys and all that type of stuff. But it's kind of presented as, you know, I mean, it's the glorious 80s, and I lived through them and I loved them, and it was an amazing period. I mean, I went to Trinity and then I went to work in London in the city. So I was kind of there, all that mad 80s excess. It was very exciting to live through. But I'm looking now with more, you know, like my eyes, a bit more reasoned eyes. I'm going, oh, my God, I would not like my daughters to go through that, for example.
Yeah. No, of course. But. It's something that is it a get out of jail free card for the producers of this, in the sense of saying, oh, no, this was, you know, decades ago.
Well, it's like you have programs that have feature slavery that are being cancelled, or other elements that are, you know, unless you say, you know, that there's lots of programming which is, and I say being cancelled, which is also a very emotive thing. Say, oh, my God, cancel it. I just find it so crude. I thought, no, I disagree. I couldn't watch anymore anyway. I just felt really, really uncomfortable. And I don't mind grown-ups doing what they want to do. I mean, and I was saying to your producer, I mean, I've written erotica, well, to save my house from the banks, but it didn't quite work. But so I'm not a prude. I don't mind that. But just it was the imbalance of power. And I kind of likened it to the Bill Clinton and Monica Lewinsky gross abuse of power. And I heard her speak in Dublin some years ago. Oh, my God, she's an amazing speaker. But she was saying she was a little intern. And he was the president of the United States of America. And what happened to her? And she was the one who was shamed for 20 odd years before she got her power back. So I think I'm coming from that angle. You know, maybe I'm a renewed feminist, whatever. I'm going, no, we can't have this.
Yes. but people are watching it.
They're loving it.
And they're loving it. So if, say, you know, say that particular scene about the old perv putting his hand up her skirt, if that was maybe set in this era, or even 5 years ago, people might feel far more uncomfortable about watching it and might complain. But for some reason, because it's in the past and it's set in this kind of, you know, glitzy kind of packaging, then it's all right.
And it is, I mean, guilty pleasures is the term people use about it. So, I love it. It's great fun. I remember all that. And I'm going, yeah, but no, you know, I don't remember, obviously, children who put up chimneys, but, you know, that wouldn't even a good era to remember. There are certain things that we want to confine to the past. And I get the whole, it's a very good production. The actors are great. We've a lot of Irish cast in there. I mean, it's a fabulous, rollicking roller coaster of a piece of TV production. I mean, I love David Tennant and Alex Hassel's very good. And of course, Aidan Turner is very handsome. Victoria Smurphy. I mean, it's a fantastic cast. But I'm watching it through my fingers going, oh no. And I know that the trajectory of the subplot is that he ends up with this young girl. And I'm going, oh no, I can't do it. It's too like Epstein for me.
Yeah.
I know. I'm a killjoy. I'm a killjoy. Aren't
no,
I'm
mean,
officially
I'm not.
Turned into a killjoy.
No, yeah, no, I'm no because I can completely see where you're coming from. I can completely understand that. It's kind of a knowing what we know now. You know, that's not so not so innocent. It's certainly not fun. But it's interesting that so many people are watching it and enjoying it, and they're not making that connection that you're making.
No, and I think that's. Most of my friends and people are going, oh, I'm loving it. You know, and even some very woke friends of mine are going, yeah, it's great. And I guess that it is escapism. And I'd say it's beautifully done. The actors are great. The pace is super. I mean, it's a great piece of television. And I can't knock that. But I personally, you know, as a mother of two daughters, I'm going, no, I can't watch it. It's that imbalance of power. You know, maybe I have become a killjoy. Maybe I am. Maybe I've become a blue stocking and didn't realize it.
Have your daughters watched it?
One daughter does and loves it. The other one does not. Yeah.
But the one, it's all right. So I assume like your daughters are grown up and able to speak for themselves, of course. So the one who loves it, did you bring it up with her about, you know, that particular scene and that dynamic?
Yeah, because I said, I've written a piece about it. I said, I have to write it. You know, they sometimes, as a journalist or a writer, you got to write something or you got to say something or go into the bar and tell the next person at the bar. Yeah, I had to write it. And she said, but Mom, it's such fun. And I'm going, no, I don't like it. So, yeah, I can't explain why I have such a visceral reaction to that particular subplot, but I do. And I find it. And again, as I say, I've written erotica that make your toes curl, you know, so it's not that boring, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. You'll have to be the answer to that. Are you watching it then?
No, but I just, it's not my thing, to be honest with you, but like Rivals is basically about sex. It's, you know, the plots are just seem to be mechanisms to get people to have sex with each other.
100%. And it's great fun. See, it's like one door opening, another one closing, and they're this one and that one, and no one really gets divorced. They all just have sex rather than getting divorced. Probably cheaper to do it anyway. And it's all very jolly. I mean, it's lovely, and there's champagne and there's nice dresses, and you know, as I say, it's very good television. It's very watchable. You just maybe have to suspend your moral judgment when you do so.
And that storyline where the old fella ends up with the young one, like she doesn't like bankrupt him at the end or anything. There isn't any.
I can't remember the original story, and I haven't watched past episode two, so I can't tell you. I read some reviews, went around looking, and I said it ended up in a romance, a tender romance was what one of the reviews said, as opposed to her ruin. But no, I couldn't do it. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Now, people are texting in agreeing with you. The President of the United States bragged about grabbing a woman by the pussy. What does she expect? Carol Ann says, totally agree. I love the first series, but this one is like a bad carry-on movie. And somebody else
I used to love them too when I was younger.
Misses, yeah. There was a show on TV a while back that used to look back on shows from the 70s and 80s and react to the shocking differences compared to current social norms. One clip was from The Sweeney. You remember The Sweeney, the old cop show?
I remember,
Was the two lead actors driving in a car. One stops to shout and whistle at a schoolgirl, followed by him saying, I love them in school uniforms. Shocking by today's standards, especially for a primetime show. Isn't that
Well, I think we have come on, and I know there's a lot of concern because there's the pushback against wokeism and all the rest of it, but I think we have largely moved on for the better. You know, I think that people behave well across the water, the example you just gave the current president. But most people recognise what's good behaviour and what's not bad and what's bad behaviour. So, and maybe, I suppose, they're just using poetic licence to, you know, titillate the watchers.
Indeed. And the erotica you wrote, Gillian, did it sell? Did it, you know?
Well, it did a bit. I wrote it to save my bank, my house from the banks. So I thought 50 Shades was the biggest selling trilogy at the time. So I wrote my little piece of erotica. And actually it was on, it was featured on joe.ie. And hilarious, it sold about 1,000 copies over Easter weekend. Because we're going, oh, it's an Irish bonk buster. And they were quoting bits of, I had a, it was set in Ireland. So there's loads of things about being a copper. So I don't know, all the different things that I had in it. So it was fun to do it at the time. Although, you know, ironically, my younger daughter was still in school when I came out as the author of it. She said, Mom, why did you do that? So, guilty as charged, I'm afraid.
Yeah, well, now they're watching Rivals.
I know. It's all my fault. I blame the parents.
Gillian, thanks a million for speaking with us today. That was the author and journalist, Gillian Godsell there. If you're probably on Amazon, some of her erotica is still around if you want to get your hands on it.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.